Hi, fans.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com.
Hi, fans. Mean Gene Okerlund here, and you're listening to, hang on. Got to find the thing. Okay, it's the Monday Night Project with Luke Jennings. Ho, what a podcast.
Hi, this is Rob Bartlett, one of the original hosts of WWF Monday Night Raw, and one of the top 10 worst wrestling announcers in history. You're listening to the Monday Night Project. Here's your host, Luke Jennings.
You can kiss my ass.
What do you hear? What do you say? Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at the Monday Night Project. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Jennings, here to bring you our last bi-weekly look at Monday Night Raw. This week we're covering the King of the Ring 1994. Well, two matches from the King of the Ring anyway. But please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro and to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network. Home of great shows such as PTBN's Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Hamburg All Stars, and many other great shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can follow the network on Twitter at PTBN Wrestling. And also don't forget to follow our sister network, the North-South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows such as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, A La Carte with Keithy, The Jenny Position, Extreme Theory of Dance, Chronoso, and many other great shows covering a whole different array of topics and subjects. You can follow the guys on Twitter at NoSoPodNetwork. While you're out and about online, please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. And while you're out and about, please visit the historyofwwe.com for so much great info on all areas of the WWF/WWF/WWE, from house shows to TV shows to title histories to arena histories to year histories to you name it. Graham and Richard have you covered over there at the historyofwwe.com this week. We cover the King of the Ring 94. Last week we covered the 12th of June's edition of Wrestling Challenge, where we saw wrestling royalty, miserable Russians, as well as some other things, including Stan Lane and Ted DiBiase in commentary. Before we head down to ringside, let's just see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this week. On the 13th of June in Memphis, Tennessee, MSF Coliseum, PG-13 defeated the Eliminators to win the USWA Tag Team titles. The 15th of June, there is a show in the Budokan Hall in New Japan for New Japan Pro Wrestling. 14,201 witness Michiyoshi Ohara defeating Yuji Nagata. Osama Kido and Tadora Yoshida defeated Akitoshi Saito and the Great Kabuki. Black Tiger and Wild Pegasus defeated Dean Malenko and Brad Armstrong. Tatsushi Goto, Kuniyaki Kobayashi, Kengo Kimura and Shira Koshinaka defeated Nura Honaga, Hiro Saito, Shinjiki Nakana and Yoshiaki Yatsu. Tatsumi Fujinami and Yoshiaki Fujiwara defeated Akira Nogami and Takayuki Izuku. Jushin Liger, Takeishi Ishizawa, Shinja Otana and El Samurai defeated the great Sasuke Takura, Taki Michinoku, Sato and Shiro. I think that's Gedo and Jado, I think. Keiji Muto and Masahiro Chono defeated Scott Norton and Mike Enos. Rick and Scott Steiner defeated Hiroshi Hase and Pro Power Warrior Sasaki. IWGP World Champion Shinya Hashimoto defeated Riki Chushu. That was a mouthful. And also, we've got on the 18th of June, there is a rings show in Tokyo, Japan. It is main evented by Akiya Mida, defeating Volk Han. There's some other names on there, but I do not recognise those. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the history of wrestling 1994. Next week, or next time you join us, we will be 1996. So this is episode 55. We're going to be covering the world title match and the finals of the King of the Ring. So this is going to be a shorter episode than normal. Let's get down and dirty with this last episode of 1994 Monday Night Raw / King of the Ring. Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 55 of the Monday Night Project. Please enjoy!
Welcome to the 1994 WWF King of the Ring Spectacular, featuring an 8-man single elimination tournament. 8 WWF superstars will be vying for the very coveted title of King of the Ring. The very first WWF superstar to qualify, the Taxman, IRS. He will meet the huge half of Men on a Mission, Mabel. Will the Taxman have the right form to win, or will the huge Mabel wrap him up? Then you will see the Bat Guy, Razor Ramon, taking on Bam Bam Bigelow, who made it all the way to the finals last year. Razor Ramon and Bam Bam Bigelow lock up in first round action. Then it's on to Music City. Double J, Jeff Jarrett will be taking on the unpredictable high-flying 1-2-3 Kid. It's a match where anything can happen and probably will. And in the final matchup, you will see the Rocket, Owen Hart, taking on the Native American superstar, Tatanka. Can the Rocket follow in his brother's footsteps and become King of the Ring? Not if Tatanka has anything to say about it. One of these eight superstars will become King of the Ring. But that's not all. Tonight, you will see champion versus champion. 7-foot-tall Diesel, the current Intercontinental Champion with the jackknife in his arsenal, and Shawn Michaels in his corner, will take on the Hitman, Bret Hart. The fightingest WWF champion of all time. Can the Hitman get Big Daddy Cool on the sharpshooter? And just who will be in Bret Hart's corner? Remember, only his title is on the line as champion and champion lock up. Then the mouth roar.
Let me just tell you a little bit about Rowdy Roddy Piper. He is a has-been.
I don't retreat, and I don't surrender.
The unrelenting Rowdy Roddy Piper steps into the ring just one more time to take on the cunning king, Jerry Lawler. Tag title also on the line tonight as the devastating team of Yokozuna and Crush bring their girth to the squared circle to battle the WWF champions, the Head Shrinkers, as the action explodes in your living room. Tag title on the line tonight, the Head Shrinkers taking on Yokozuna and Crush on this, the most regal of nights in the World Wrestling Federation. Folks, speaking of the new generation, I'm standing with the WWF champion, Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret, earlier on, we talked to Big Daddy Cool Diesel and Shawn Michaels. We talked about the unbelievable jackknife. I know this is painful. I want to ask you to look at this just one more time and tell us what was going through your mind. If we could show that to the Hitman just one more time, an absolutely awesome, awesome maneuver. You can see a couple of weeks ago on the King's Court. Well, I guess we're not going to see it here. But obviously, you told me earlier on that it was an unbelievably painful move. There you can see it now coming in slow motion.
So this is a long, long drop. This is one of the most painful things I've ever had done to me. But let me say one thing. Diesel is a long way from doing that to me again. That's the big thing. Can he do it to me again? I don't know whether I can kick out. You know, I don't know. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know one thing. He's a long way from putting that move on me.
We talked to him, and he said he's going to walk out of here tonight with both belts on his shoulder. He's got his Intercontinental belt on one shoulder, and he says he will have your belt on his other shoulder.
That's his first mistake, to overestimate and underestimate me and overestimate himself. That's his first mistake. Diesel, he's a big guy, you know. He's so impressive to look at. But he better take a good look, a good long look at my record. I am the excellence of execution. I've faced every single wrestler in the World Wrestling Federation that I've stepped in the ring with has found out the hard way that I am the excellence of execution, because I don't duck anybody, and I got a move for just about anybody, no matter what his size is. And Diesel may be 7 feet tall, but I've said it before, once I get him in the ring, I will bring him down to my size.
Brett, can you tell us who that family member is going to be? I know Shawn Michaels will be with Diesel. Who's it going to be?
You really want to know, don't you?
Yeah, who's it? I mean, you're going to, come on, who's it going to be?
You want an initial? Why tease you? I'm gonna bring him out in a minute. But like I said before, I got a backup plan for Shawn Michaels. I know Shawn Michaels is looking to involve himself somewhere in here, but I've been the victim of injustice once before, and I'm not gonna allow it to happen.
The Hitman, Bret Hart. Good luck, man. Right. Let's go up to our ring announcer, Bill Dunn.
This contest is scheduled for one fall, and it is for the World Wrestling Federation Championship.
So this is just a one title match. The World Wrestling Federation title of Bret Hart is on the line. Diesel's Intercontinental title is not on the line. So just to give you a recap, ladies and gentlemen, this is June the 19th, 1994. We are in the Baltimore Arena, Baltimore, Maryland. So far in the card, we have had so the dark match was Sparky Plug defeating Quang. We then had Razor Ramon defeating Bam Bam Bigelow. IRS defeated Mabel. Owen Hart defeated Tatanka. 1-2-3 Kid defeated Jeff Jarrett. We are with the legendary commentary team of Randy Savage, Gorilla Monsoon, and Art. How much does that guy weigh? Donovan. So Diesel now in the ring. Oh, we've got Bill Dunn is the ring announcer as well. Bill Dunn's been around on Superstars and Challenge, I think. From what he was definitely on Challenge last time we were here. But with Pyro, very piss poor Pyro coming from the roof of the Baltimore Arena. Oh, and some from the ring post. Holy moly! Pyro's coming out the ring post. Oh God, Earl Hebner's the referee. And here comes the champion.
This is the new WWF generation, and here's its champion.
So the doors open and Bret Hart reveals his mystery manager for this evening, and it is his brother-in-law and former tag team partner Jim the Anvil Neidhart. The big Rano is back, baby. Oh, went a bit Dusty Rhodes there. So it went to go Stu Hart, but it went Dusty Rhodes. But Jim Neidhart is here to put Shawn Michaels in his corner. Crowd of loving Bret Hart. Showing off that belt. Bret Hart, 1T. The excellence of execution. It's got some nice pink hearts flying around on the canvas. So this is the first of their three meetings within 18 months. They would face each other here. They would face each other at Royal Rumble 95 when Bret was the champion still. And they... No. Bret was a champion. Diesel was the champion, sorry, at Royal Rumble 95. Because he won the title. He wins the title this November. Yeah, and then they face each other again at Survivor Series 95 when Bret pins Diesel. Yes, and ends the title reign. Yes. And that's when Diesel turns bad. And Bret goes through the table as well off the apron. But the crowd are hot here in Baltimore. Middle of June. Bell has rung. Jim Neidhart's taken off the glasses. Earl Hebner's showing Diesel the world title. Bret's now going outside to give his glasses to a fan on the outside. A young lady. Wonder if she's still got those glasses. 20 years on. 30, oh fuck me, 30 years on. Holy shit, I'm old.
Also had the world record for throwing the anvil. That's why I call him Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
How about the big guy here, Diesel?
Diesel's the reigning Intercontinental Champion, 7 foot of him. What a handful he is. And if he slaps that jackknife on you, as we saw on the King's Court, I don't know whether the Hitman can survive that or not.
Did he play football also?
I think Diesel can do anything he wants. He's Big Daddy Cool. Ever since he got into the WWF, I'll tell you what, he's focused.
So the bell is rung. Neidhart and Michaels have left the ring. And both men are circling. We are underway here for this world title match. Conor will touch, shove off by Diesel. Diesel, black singlet, black boots, black everything. Bret Hart, black and pink. Pink and black, if you will. Singlet. With boots. Conor over top again. Go behind by Bret. Diesel trying to maneuver Bret into the corner. He does. Oh, back elbow there around the bell. Forearm smash by Diesel. Bret Hart with the right hand. Forearm smash by Diesel. Bret Hart with the right hand. Right hand. Forearm smash. Right hand. Forearm smash. Clobber and Tom now by Diesel. It's clobber and Tom, baby. It's clobber and Tom, if you will. Diesel now with that big size 15 or whatever it is up the under the chin of Bret. Earl Hebner's fucking me off already. Bret now in the corner. Diesel comes charging in. Oh, but Bret moves. Diesel's leg goes over the top rope. He's now King Gang Goolied on the top rope. Bret pummeling him with right hands. I'm shaking that top rope. Ooh, lordy. Oh, elbow at the back of the head by Bret. Bret grabs the leg. Takes the big man down. Got both legs. Oh, headbutt to the abdomen. Abdomen. Big right hand by Bret. Irish upnote reversed by Diesel. Diesel catches him. No, Bret will go behind with the Bret. O'Connor roll. 1, 2. Kick out by Diesel. Off the ropes comes Bret. Diesel catches him. Slams him down. Diesel off the ropes. Misses an elbow.
Well, David and Goliath, indeed. We know what happened in that story.
He hit him with a rock.
Obviously, we know he of McMahon name is not here. He's having neck surgery in the middle of a steroid trial. So he's not here. That's why Gorilla, Randy, and Art Donovan are here. Gorilla's, I think he's been about, but he's not been about a lot. Was he ill at this time? Had issues with diabetes or something, I think, if I remember correctly. Obviously, unfortunately, we're only about 2 weeks away from his son, unfortunately, and untimely passing away, that being Joey Morella. These are now choking Bret in the corner. That big old palm around the throat. Oh, what a bouffant of hair there by Diesel. Very bouffanty. Jim Neidhart looking concerned. Irish hit by Diesel. Oh, but Diesel. Bret Hart evades the knee again, this time in the corner. Bret now working over that left leg. Trying to take the big. Take the big redwood down. Single leg takedown by Bret. Now got the leg. Oh, wrenches the back. Stretching those quads. Those historical paper thin quads of Kevin Nash. Oh. Bret now stomping away at the back of those hamstrings. Now, oh. Wrenches them again. Like the guys on the commentary are saying, Diesel may be 7 foot tall standing up, but laying down, he's the same size. Don't kind of, because he's still 7 foot, but laying down. But anywho. Yeah. Bret now working over the leg. The leg. Dragging Diesel in the middle of the ring and wrenching away on that leg again. Jim Neidhart over on the Memphis Continental Wrestling cast. Jim Neidhart, 10 years prior to this, is in Memphis. Shorter beard. Bit of a less of a gut. He's teaming with Rick Rude. Bret's going for a figure four leg lock. Well, looks like he's trying to go for a figure four, but Diesel, no. Diesel's trying to get to the ropes, but Ray, Bret's got him. Bret's got the figure four on. Obviously, Diesel being 7 foot tall, he's going to be that little bit closer to the ropes, even in the middle of the ring. Sean trying to get his man to get to the ropes. Shoulders were down, so Earl was counting. Come on, ref. Gorilla telling the ref off.
But I believe the Hitman got some damage done on that.
Boy, did he ever.
Stay on the leg, Hitman.
He almost reached out to hit the table here. Diesel not looking so impressive right now as the hitman has cut him down to size.
Big Daddy Cool's legs look like the legs of a spider right now. Down in the ground.
Hitman gonna soften it up some more. Using the ring ropes to his advantage.
You know, Gorilla, so far, Shawn Michaels.
Brett draping that leg over the bottom rope and then jumping down and all of his weight going under the knee of Diesel. Spin and toe hold now by Brett. Spin and toe hold well applied there by Brett. Made famous obviously by Terry Funk. ECW starlet at this point in 1994. And Diesel kicks Brett to the outside. Shawn Michaels looking on, but also is Jim Neidhart. Bret Hart chasing Michaels off. Diesel now grabs Brett, but Brett grabs him by the leg. Brett brings him into the corner and he's going to ram that leg into the knee or ram that leg into the ring post. Much to the pleasure of the Baltimore people here. Oh, big clothesline there by Shawn. Big clothesline by Shawn on Brett. Neidhart's now chasing Michaels around the ring, chasing him around. Whee! Neidhart's going through the corners, chasing him around. Whee! Neidhart's going through the corners. Neidhart rolls into the ring. Oh, Michaels now behind the referee's back and behind Jim Neidhart's back, attacking Shawn Michaels a bit more on the outside. Diesel now back up to his feet, hobbling across to the ropes, trying to get Bret Hart back in the ring. I think Diesel's got Bret by the hair. Oh, shoulder barge by Bret. So Bret's going up to the top rope. Top rope. Oh no, Diesel! No, Diesel caught him. Caught him just. Both men fell to the ground, but Diesel's now having to pick up himself and Brett with a bad leg. Oh, he does. Look at that strength by Diesel. Rams Brett back in, back first into the ring post, into the ring turnbuckles. Diesel now with a bear hug in the middle of the ring, squeezing the world champion. Drop kick to the back by Brett. Diesel's over the top rope and down to the outside. If this would have been the Royal Rumble, he'd have won.
Hitman looks pretty good for the beating he's taking. I give Anvil credit for being on the outside of the ring, coming to a stick.
Brett went for a over the top plancher, but Diesel moved and Brett hit nothing but apron. No. Matt. Ring mat, outside mat. Diesel's now got Bret Hart, grabs him and rams him back first at the ring post, and then throws him into the ring. Diesel now climbing into the ring. They'll have to have a go at Shawn Michaels and Jim Neidhart. Diesel's still hobbling on that bad knee, but he's now in control. Oh, forearm smash to the back of Bret Hart. Grabs him by the trunks, rams him forearm into the back again.
You roll out of bed, and if it takes you a couple extra days, that's what you do.
You go right back at it, huh?
That's exactly right.
You got to keep the head out here if he wants to continue. Oh!
Brett hit that turnbuckle back first at about 100 miles an hour. Holy moly. Shawn giving some words of advice to Diesel. Don't think Diesel needs it, but hey ho. He's doing well enough as it is. Picks up Brett. And sidewalk slam. One, two, two count. Two count by Heppner. Decently paced, which is a surprise. Drink Coke. Brett picked up by Diesel. Oh, backbreaker this time by the big man. And now stretching him over that knee. Brett's feet, Diesel's legs are that tall that Brett's feet aren't touching the ground. Brett is in like midair on this backbreaker. Diesel's legs are that big.
What a tremendous adjustment here to the power, the strength and conditioning of WWF champion Brett the Hitman Hart to endure this kind of punishment.
Exactly. I can't say it better myself, Gorilla. Tell you what, I tip my hat to the Hitman, win or lose. He's been a great champion.
Over for the cover, two and no.
And he's not out of it yet. I've seen him in this situation before. Remember the finals of the King of the Ring last year against Bam Bam Bigelow. Did he fight or what?
Did he ever? There's no way he can get...
These are now choking Brett over the second rope in front of Shawn Michaels, which allows Shawn Michaels to sucker punch Bret Hart. Diesel off the... Oh, boss man attack by Diesel. While Earl Hebner was distracted by Jim Neidhart. Diesel now stepping on the back of Brett's head.
Double J in the last match. This is too much.
Verbal insults.
Shawn Michaels.
Just a question of time till he gets physical.
I'm going to tell you something right there. Look at that. Slap to the face. That's it. Oh, man.
Just a little intimidation, a little insult.
Shawn Michaels.
Diesel now working over Brett in the corner, but Brett's firing back with some right hands, Diesel with a poke of the eye. Whoop, 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 whoop. Diesel now grabs Brett and rams him. Oh, sternum first into that top turnbuckle. Classic Brett Hart bump there. Holy moly. Diesel one, two, kick out by Brett. Diesel not happy with Heppner's count. Don't complain, Diesel, it's fine at the minute. Oh, schoolboy, schoolboy, one, two, two count. Diesel now with Brett. Short arm clothesline. Diesel goes for the cover. One, two, kick out by Brett. Go and get Bubba's up, Cabana.
Just knocked out the back door on that one.
I'll tell you what, Diesel is two guys.
Diesel now with his knee in the back, twisting the head and neck of Bret Hart. Crowd getting behind the Hitman.
Chinlock, buying some time here for Diesel.
Shawn Michaels looks like he is ruling his own right now. He's worried. He thought that Diesel might get him before this.
Bret's out. Diesel measures Bret with a big right hand to the chin. Diesel's got Bret. Picks him up. Picks him up and backbreaker. One, two, kick out.
Big Daddy Cool. Diesel versus the Bret the Hitman Hart for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Art Donovan doesn't get any better than this.
Shawn on the apron behind the referee's back, taking off the ring post, or trying to take off the loose turnbuckle. Diesel's got Bret on his shoulder with the Jesse Ventura special backbreaker. Shawn Michaels trying to take the top turnbuckle pad off. Brett's still in this backbreaker. Over the shoulder backbreaker.
Tell you what, look at the anvil, look at Shawn Michaels right now. You don't think he's got him in his danger zone?
Boy, does he ever got him in his sights, but I think Shawn Michaels has...
Look at that hitman!
Up into the danger zone. Brett's trying to escape, Brett's trying to escape. He's now got a sleeper hold. Sleeper, sleeper, sleeper!
The place is gone! Electric!
It is but oh, something here in the box!
Diesel rams him back first into the top turnbuckle. The opposite turnbuckle that's been loosened by Shawn Michaels. Diesel now with Brett. Irish whip. Oh! Oh! Diesel followed, but he got boot in the face. Brett now second up and inside. It goes on the back again for another sleeper hold. Oh! Diesel rams Brett into the top turnbuckle. to escape the maneuver. Diesel pulls Brett. Oh, throws him into Earl Hebner. Down goes Hebner. Oh, Hebner's hurt his leg. His league. Diesel now behind the referee's back is going to pay attention to that top turnbuckle covering. Sean Michaels is distracting Earl Hebner. And the turnbuckle has been exposed. Diesel now with Bret Hart. It's going to... No, Bret blocks. And rams Diesel into that exposed top turnbuckle. Diesel knocked out for six on here on his feet. Bret now. Big right hand. Whoa, Bret ducks. Big right hand by Bret. Ducks are left from Diesel. Big right hand by Bret. The big man is rocked after hitting that exposed top turnbuckle. Bret now puts Diesel in the corner, climbs up to the second rope. 10 punches on the inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Diesel's still out on his feet. Big right hand by Bret. Diesel's bouncing around on the ropes. Big right hand again. Diesel. Oh, Diesel's down. Diesel's down. Sean Michaels trying to get his man to get back up again. Sean Michaels going crazy on the outside. Bret off the ropes. Clothesline. Big man doesn't go down. Off the ropes. Clothesline. Big man doesn't go down. Bret out off the ropes for a third time. Clothesline. Down goes Diesel. One. Two. Oh. Close. Very, very close. Diesel kicked out there. Diesel's back on his feet. Headbutt by Bret. Irish hit by Bret. Oh, shot to the gut. Bret going for side Russian leg sweep. Bret's back up to his feet. Going up to the second rope on the inside. Bret's the rope. And Uber drop. One, two, kick out. Diesel kicking out of this. Unbelievable match here we're having for the WWF World Title. Diesel's up and a bulldog by Bret. Second rope on the inside. Diesel bulldog by Bret. Diesel's down. Looks like Bret's going to go for the sharpshooter. Looks like Bret's going for the sharpshooter. He's got him in the middle of the ring. He's got his legs. Diesel's trying to fight it. Bret's got his legs through. Sean Michaels is on the apron. So is Jim Neidhart. Bret breaks the hold and knocks Shawn Michaels off the apron and into the guardrail. Holy moly, second rope on the inside goes Bret. Diesel's up. Clotheslines by Bret. Down goes Diesel. Goes for the cover. One, two, kick out. Ho, 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 ho. Irish hit by Bret, reversed by Diesel. Diesel's block and arms are linked. Bret's going for a backslide. Bret's going, climbs, pushes off the top rope. Over the top he goes. And a small package. One, two, oh, two count. Holy moly, what a match. Both men back up. Diesel still rocking from that exposed turnbuckle. Irish hit now by Bret. Oh, no, that kind of didn't go anywhere. Diesel's in the corner. Bret working over him with fists of fury. Headbutt by Bret. Bret, right hand. Diesel's in the corner. Irish hit by Bret, reversed by Diesel. Over the top, but Diesel catches him. Diesel's got him on his shoulder. Is he going for some snake ass, baby? No. Oh, chest first into the top turnbuckle goes Diesel. Bret's off the rope. Big boot by Diesel. Holy moly. Stops that momentum dead.
If he was ever going to use the jackknife, Randy, that would be the time to do it. WWF title within the grasp right now of Diesel.
Diesel stood over Bret Hart, but Bret Hart got him. He's got him by the legs, rolls him through. Is he trying to go for the sharpshooter here? He's got the legs locked. He's got the legs crossed. Diesel's got the ropes. Diesel's got the ropes. Diesel's got the ropes.
Diesel, as big as he is, able to reach the ropes easily. Holy,
can you believe what we're watching here?
What a tremendous matchup. One of the greatest title defenses I've ever seen.
Beffman back up to the feet, Brett off the ropes, Diesel drop kick to the outside of the top rope, he goes again. Lands on his feet, Ali the Undertaker. Jim Neidhart right beside Diesel. Jim Neidhart turns his back on Diesel and Diesel attacks. Rams him into the ring post. Shawn Michaels, oh, from behind with the belt, title belt to the back of Bret Hart. Bret Hart is down in the middle of the ring. Earl Hebner was distracted, telling Diesel to get back in the ring following his attack on Jim Neidhart. Earl Hebner just like, what happened? What happened? I don't know. Diesel drops an elbow. One, two, kick out by Bret, kick out by Bret, kick out by Bret. Shawn and Diesel can't believe it. Jim Neidhart's up to his knees on the outside. Diesel's looking at Shawn. Shawn's looking at Diesel. Can't believe it. Looks like Diesel's now signaling for that big jackknife. Looks like he's signaling for it. Diesel picking up Brett. Brett's prone body. Brett's going. Jim Neidhart just knocks Shawn Michaels down. Jackknife powerbomb by Diesel. Jackknife powerbomb. Jim Neidhart's in. Clothesline by Jim Neidhart. Ring the bell. Disqualification. Jim Neidhart pummeling away on Diesel now. Jim Neidhart can't believe it. Earl Hebner's telling them to get out. The match is over, but Jim Neidhart can't believe it. In the ring. Jim Neidhart's pissing off down the aisle, but in the ring, Bret Hart's just been stuffed with a pearl driver by Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels now grabs Bret Hart by the arms, he's holding on to him. Diesel, elbow smash to the face, elbow smash to the face, elbow smash to the face. Jim Neidhart's just left Bret Hart to get his ass handed to him here. Jim Neidhart sort of is distraught that he caused Bret Hart to lose the match by disqualification, but he's just left him, just up and left him. And now Bret Hart is getting his ass kicked. The agents and the referees are in the fucking ring. Look at this, Frank and his agents. There's enough one I won't nick from GFA. Love you, Keefe. Love you, Pete. Rene Goulet's in there. Tony Guerrero. Vance! Danny Davis, Joe Morella, Mike Chioda, Earl Hebner trying to get Diesel and Shawn Michaels off Bret Hart. They want to call a doctor.
Let's hear it. Who's the other guy up in the ring?
The winner as a result of a disqualification, Diesel!
By disqualification, but he doesn't get the title. That's what Diesel and Shawn Michaels are mad about.
Only change hands on a pinfall or submission. So for all intents and purposes, the anvil has saved Bret the Hitman Hart from losing the WWF title.
But Diesel and Shawn Michaels are hot, no doubt about it, and that's why they're staying on the Hitman. But why is the anvil gone?
The referee's stealing the belt. Where's the referee going with the belt?
That's okay, he's just taking it out. It's the Hitman, don't worry about that. I'm worried about the health of the Hitman, Bret Hart, and I'm wondering why Jim Anvil Hart, Neidhart, didn't stick around to help his brother-in-law.
He's
still got a problem in the middle of the ring.
Well, that guy's a cocky guy, huh?
There's no way to figure out the antics or what the Anvil will do at any given point in time. He figured he got the job done, he did what he was supposed to do.
You're right.
Saved the title for the Hitman, and he vanished.
Exactly, and let's get rid of what creditors do. The Anvil, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, made the save, and the title's still around the waist of Bret the Hitman Hart.
Let's face it, if the Anvil had not been here right now, the WWF champion could easily have been Diesel.
That's exactly right, but I don't believe that, because Bret the Hitman Hart showed me that he might have
possibly kicked out of the jackknife, but we'll never know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that was that. We're now going to the finals. The finals of the King of the Ring. We Razor Ramon got to the finals by defeating IRS in the semi-finals. The Rocket got into the finals by defeating the 1-2-3 Kid in a very good 3 minutes 47 second match. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend going and finding it somewhere. We also saw the Head Shrinkers defeat Yokozuna and crush. So that now leads us to this final match of Owen Hart versus Razor Ramon.
Thank you very much, Gorilla Owen. As you can see him backing me, the King of the Ring board, you have indeed made it. This is it. You and Razor Ramon, you have the opportunity to do what your brother did last year.
Yeah, Brett, you won the King of the Ring last year, but tonight you were a loser, Brett. And I want to say, I am going to win the King of the Ring, and I want to wish you a happy Father's Day, Dad.
The Rocket Owen Hart obviously ready, and he takes on the bad guy Razor Ramon. The finals, folks, absolutely awesome, and it is coming up here from the Baltimore Arena. Let's send it back to Gorilla Monsoon, the Macho Man. Let's go back to ringside.
Well, what a tremendous matchup. That's going to be the finals of the 1994 WWF King of the Ring, the Rocket Owen Hart, looking to become what his brother did last year, Macho Man.
I'll tell you what, there we go. The Rocket Owen Hart versus Razor Ramon. Art Donovan, I got to hand it to you.
Oh, I'm right there.
Razor's gone all the way to the finals. You might be the man to have picked the King
and
of the Ring.
And then he'll be the King. He'll be crowned the king, right?
If he's got to beat the Rocket. He's got to survive the Rocket. What's all your right. money on, Gorilla?
Well, earlier on, my prediction was Mabel. Mabel got beat in the first round by Irwin. And then Irwin, of course, got beat by Razor Ramon, putting Razor into the finals.
And that's what it's all about right there, to get the crown, to get the throne, to get the scepter.
A good shot of the coronation platform.
One ball is our final
Here
King
we go.
Of the Ring tournament match and determines who will be the 1994 King of the Ring.
The 1994 King of the Ring. Just those words are chilling.
Introducing first, from Miami, Florida.
A tremendous ovation here in the Baltimore Arena.
All over the world, they're going crazy, Art Donovan. This is the World Wrestling Federation, the new generation. Let me tell you something. Whoever wins this between Razor Ramon and the Rocket Owen Hart, you're going to remember the winner, but you're not going to remember the loser, and that's what it's all about, winning.
Fame and fortune will shine upon the winner of this match, as he will be the 1994 reigning WWF King of the Ring.
Oh, he looks ready to go.
You're right about that. He does look great.
This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out affair. I can't wait.
Remember, Razor Ramon has gotten past Bam Bam Bigelow.
How is
he gotten back IRS.
I wish he'd get rid of that toothpick, though.
He's going to, in just a second, he's going to throw in the Rocket on Hart's face. Intimidation means a lot.
Coming through the mid-90s hexagon entranceway, Owen Hart, looking pretty in pink. Here is the Rocket. Pink singlet. Defeated Tatanka and the 1-2-3 Kid, as we said, to get here. While Razor Ramon defeated Bam Bam Bigelow and IRS. Owen Hart, black boots? Yes, black boots. I think Razor is wearing purple, I believe. Who's the referee? It's probably going to be fucking Earl, is it? No, looks like Joey. Looks like Joey Morella. We can see what colour socks he's wearing. The lights come up following Owen's entranceway, and we are underway. Yes, Razor's wearing purple. Purple tights, purple boots. Bell has rung, and we are underway. Call never tie up. Side headlock by Owen. Anyway, go behind Hammerlock. Side headlock shove off by Razor. Oh, big right hand. Down goes Rocket.
Obviously with a decided strength and leverage advantage here. You think
both men back up, both men circle. Gold Libra tie up. Arm ringer by Owen. Reversal by Razor. Owen now with his roly-roly reversal into a arm ringer of his own. Side headlock by Owen. Razor picks him up. Go behind by Owen. Oh, right hand of his own to the bad guy. We're an off the ropes. Gets caught just by Reigns. No. Yep. Just slams him down with authority. Oh, boy, dropped by Razor. Goes for the cover. One, two. Razor picks up Owen. Irish whip. Baseball slide by Owen. Right hand by Owen. Oh, and again. Right hand by Owen. Irish whip now by Owen on Razor. Oh, went for a drop kick, but Owen caught the leg. Razor caught the legs and slingshot into the top turnbuckle goes Owen. Razor with the schoolboy. Razor with the schoolboy. One, two, kick out. Razor with a side headlock takedown. Side headlock now on the mat. Headlock. Reversal now by head scissors. Razor's trying to get out of it and does. One, two, bridge. Beautiful bridge by there by Owen. With Razor on top of him. Spins him around. Into a backslide. Which one is going to go? No, Razor now hooks the arms. Razor drops to his knees. Backslide. One, two. Kick out by Owen. Side headlock takedown again by Razor. One, oh. Joey's down there checking the shoulders. I think Joey's wearing black socks this time. I think we've gone past the white socks phase of Mr. Morella. So both men are back up. Shove off by Owen. Shoulder tackle down goes Owen. Off the ropes comes Razor over the top. Winzagary by Owen. Didn't get all of it, but is still spinning heel kick. Owen gets the legs. Oh, kick to the midriff. Owen now right in the eyes of Razor over the top rope. Headbutt by Owen. Owen, oh, European uppercut. Abdominal stretch now applied by Owen.
From the top rope, but to put an abdominal stretch on Razor Ramon by a guy the size of the Rocket, in my book, just doesn't work, Randy. The Rocket's pulling
out all stops. Yeah, Owen, what are you doing? Getting turned off by Gorilla. Next, you're going to apply full Nelson and not lock the fingers. God bless Gorilla Monsoon. Owen's still close to the ropes. He's not got hold of the ropes, but he's still got hold of the abdominal stretch. Referee's now checking Razor, which allows Owen to use the ropes for some added leverage. No, there isn't. There isn't Gorilla. There's about two people chanting Razor. And hip toss by Razor breaks the abdominal stretch. Right hand by Owen. Right hand. Irish up there by Owen. Goes for a hip toss, but Razor blocks. Nope. Razor and blocks again. Hip toss attempt by... Oh, choke slam by Razor. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out by Owen. Razor picks up Owen. Picks him up. She's going for that... Fall away. Slam! Yes, by Scott Hall. Razor Ramon, if you will. The bad guy. One, two. Kick out by Owen. Razor picks up Owen. Is he going for a suplex? No. Owen goes behind. And Russian leg sweep by Owen. Shades of his brother. in the last match. There's Owen going now. Owen going to the top rope. Oh, but Razor catches it. Oh, Owen drops on the top turnbuckle. Razor follows him behind and he goes for a second rope. Back suplex. Razor says, he's going to set him up for that Razor's Edge. He signals for it. Razor calls for the Razor's Edge. Razor's got him in position. And now Owen backdrops and backdrops him over the top rope. He was too close to the ring. He's too close to the ropes and backdrops him to the outside. Razor hit his leg on the outside. Here comes Jim Neidhart. Jim Neidhart's now coming down. He's now coming down to check on Razor Ramon for some reason. And that's going on here. Jim Neidhart picks up Razor Ramon and clotheslines him down. Jim Neidhart grabs Razor Ramon and rams him into the ring post while Owen Hart distracts the referee. Jim Neidhart rolls Razor Ramon into the middle of the ring. I should say, well, not the middle of the ring, they're in the ring. Razor's in the ring. Owen Hart's on the top rope. Owen Hart's on the top rope. And oh, what an elbow by Owen. Un, dos, tres. We have a winner. We have a King of the Ring.
King of the Ring crowd to the Rocket Owen Hart. I don't believe it.
Yeah, but we're talking to coming on.
I'm trying to put it together, Art Donovan, but it's not that. I'll tell you what, I'm spacing out right now. Jimmy Anvil Diner was out here with Bret the Hitman Hart in a corner.
The winner of this
you
match
Rocket, and Owen Hart is the King of the Ring.
World Wrestling Federation King of the
What the
ring.
Hell is going on, girl?
Well, wait a minute.
Rocket Owen Hart.
The Anvil obviously came to the aid of Bret the Hitman, now coming to the aid of his other brother-in-law, Owen the Rocket.
That was the heart attack right there.
I think this guy's a psychopath.
Stop calling.
Jim Neidhart and Owen Hart now double teaming Razor Ramon. They just hit him with a heart attack. Here comes some more referees and some more agents. Fucking agents, Frankie.
Right now, the Rocket and the Anvil going to work feverishly.
Listen to the jam right now, Gorilla.
This is a little bit, well, not a little bit, this is a lot confusing.
I've heard of a family affair before.
Well, Raymond Rougeau,
hey, Brett,
obviously wants the Hitman as well. Let's go back to Ray Rougeau.
The way Owen set out and accomplished his mission, but he did what you did last year, and he is now the undisputed King of the Ring. What are your thoughts?
I can't believe what just happened, all right? I don't have any comment.
All right, thank you very much. Gentlemen, let's go back to you at ringside.
Boy, oh boy, what a strange state of affairs, Randy.
I got a theory. Call me crazy, call me nuts. But I'm just thinking that Neidhart was out there in Brett's corner, and possibly the only motive that he had being in Brett's corner was to make sure that the Hitman didn't lose his title to Diesel, but he's hoping that the Rocket we'll beat the Hitman. I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you two guys act like that in the ring when you were wrestling?
Do you think the Anvil is that smart, Randy? I don't.
Yeah, but the Rocket might be.
Let's just ignore what Art Donovan says. Let's just ignore what this man says and just talk amongst ourselves. So, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to watch the coronation because it'll just go on forever. But yeah, so that's it. We have just watched our last WWF action here on the Monday Night Project. The main event was Roddy Piper defeating Jerry the King Lawler in a 12-minute snooze fest. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for continued support. And hopefully you've enjoyed this last... What have we covered? Last year of WWF Monday Night Raw. Did we cover... No, I think we started just after I think we started just after King of the Ring, didn't we? Last year, when we took over from OVP. I think we started just after King of the Ring. Anyhow, we've seen a lot of things. We've talked a lot of Raw. But next week, we go down south. We go to WCW, baby, Saturday night. 6th of January 1996 is where we will start. And we will finish around... when do we finish? We will finish on this, basically the 6th of July. So we're going to be doing 7 months. We're going to be covering Clash of Champions. We're going to be covering pay-per-views. We'll probably do the whole of a Clash of a Champion. But we'll probably do 2 or 3 matches of a pay-per-view. Because otherwise we'll be here forever. The Saturday nights themselves are going to be about 1.5 to 2 hours long. Because it's adverts and a lot of the stuff. So yeah, that's going to be happening. We're going to have a new... we're going to have a new outro. We're going to have a new intro, thanks to the fantastical work of Mr. Joe Morata from OVP and Acid Wash Memory. So he has created us one of those. So that's, you'll be able to listen to that next week. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please do not forget to follow us on Twitter at Old Bakery Pro. Find us on YouTube. Don't forget from the next Monday Night Project, the Patreon is up and running now. So if you want to join at patreon.com/MemphisCast, £1 a month allows you to watch the WCW Saturday Nights, because obviously they can't go on YouTube because of people in Connecticut. Anywho, so thank you very much. Thank you very much to the fine folk of Baltimore, Maryland. Thank you very much to Art Donovan, Randy Savage, and Gorilla Monsoon. And until next time.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh! Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. They are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh! Writer.